Our scripture is going to come from Luke chapter 24. That's going to be on page 860 in your pew Bible. Or if you're in your own Bible, Luke chapter 24. I do encourage you, if you can, to open God's word. It is powerful, it is rich, and it is life transforming when we open it and when we allow it to work into our lives. I also ask that if you can and you are able to stand in honor and reverence of the reading of the gospel lesson this morning. I'm going to be picking up where Michelle left off at verse 13. Now on that same day, so the resurrection day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread. He blessed it. He broke it, and he gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I love this passage for several reasons, most of which I won't get into. But I love this passage because we see the humanness of the disciples. We see that Cleopas and his companion, they're walking to Emmaus, which is probably their home. They've given up on the dream, and they're going home. But this wouldn't be a normal journey back home. It would end up with a life-changing encounter over broken bread and the presence of the risen Lord. So that is my prayer for all of us today, that today won't just be a normal Easter where most of you are already exhausted. You hope things are short. You hope the macaroni's not burnt, the ham is flavorful, and nap time comes soon. Amen, right? But somewhere in the midst of all that, my prayer is that we will encounter the risen Lord. So let's pray. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So these two, they're making their way down the road towards Emmaus, a 7 mile journey we see. And they're discussing things and they're sad and they're probably walking and kind of kicking rocks. You ever had those moments in your life where you're just kind of walking through life, kicking rocks, you're kind of sad, and then a stranger comes up. But it's not a stranger at all, is it? It's Jesus. But they're so wrapped up in what's going on, they don't even recognize him. And so here, people say the Bible's not funny. Jesus says, what are y'all talking about? And they tell Jesus about Jesus. Now that's funny. They start saying, are you the only, let me tell you about this Jesus guy. See, they beat him and then they killed him. And Jesus is like, yeah, I know, I was there. You know, but he just listens. But they could not see Jesus. They knew all about Jesus, but they couldn't even recognize him when he was standing beside them. And sometimes I think that's the way that happens in our life. See, every person in here can tell the Easter story. You might even be able to tell the Christmas story. And you might even know one or two other little stories about Jesus. But the question is, do you actually know him? Not about him. See, when I was a child, I knew all about Michael Jordan. I mean, I could cut the lights off in my room and get a flashlight and now playing guard for the Chicago Bulls, you know, from North Carolina. You know, I could do the whole thing. But I didn't know him. I knew about him. But I never met him. I didn't know him. And he would tell you the same thing if you were to ask him. So the question is, are we like the disciples on the road where they know all this information about Jesus, but we fail to recognize him when he walks into those sad moments in our lives? So Jesus begins teaching them. He starts with Moses, the law. He starts with the first five books of the Old Testament. Then he talks all the way through the prophets, teaching them, opening their ears, that everything that was written is fulfilled in Christ. That all the scriptures were about him. Then they reached their destination. I love verse 28. It says, he walked ahead as if he was going further. Now we know he doesn't go further, but Jesus is walking ahead as if he's going further until the disciples invite him inside. There has to be an invitation for Jesus to come in. See, we're the same way. Christ will walk with us. His grace will be there. He'll wrap his loving arms around us. He'll use the church to show people the grace. But until an invitation is made, Christ is not going to force himself into your life. But too many times we get upset when things go wrong and we start looking for Jesus, but we've not invited him to come stay with us. I think my favorite part of this story is they're intrigued, so while they invite Jesus in, they begin spending time with Jesus. The wheels are starting to turn. Look what Jesus does when he was invited in, and look what he'll do if you'll invite him into your life. It says he took bread. It's not Jesus' house. The host of the home would be the one to give the bread to the guest. But when you invite Jesus Christ in your life, he takes the place of host. And he says, move over, give me the bread, let me feed you. And so he comes in and just completely takes over what's going on. And then when that bread is broken and he blesses it, they get it. We've seen this before. Wait a minute. It's Jesus. Just like that, he's gone. Just like that, he's gone. But the story doesn't end there. I think a lot of times we want the story to end there. We want that moment to come. Boom, we recognize Jesus. We give him the host seat in our lives. And that's it. I'm going to show up to church and I'll even sometimes laugh at the preacher's corny jokes. I'll help out when I can. And it's over. It says that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. Now there's two things that stands out to me. One, that's 7 miles. Now, some of y'all looking at me like, so what? They didn't have a car. I want to see some of y'all walk 7 miles and then come back and we'll see you next week. Because somebody's picking me up when I get to the stop sign. For those of you struggling with math, that's 14 miles there and back. I'm getting a nap before I go. But what happened in their life was so important. They got to go now and go back to Jerusalem where everything's still stirred up, where they still need to fear for their lives. But they got to go back and what? Tell the others. They got to go back and we've seen the Lord. He is risen indeed. You see, we all come into this place today for different reasons, in different places. But in a moment, we will all have the opportunity to approach the Lord's table the same way the disciples did. And in that, the presence of Christ will be with us in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so I want to ask you, where are you in this story? Maybe you're walking on the road because life has beat you down and you're just living sad and disappointed with your current situation. Well, maybe the message for you this morning is that Jesus walks up and he'll walk with you even if you don't recognize him. Maybe you know a whole lot about Jesus, but your relationship is in serious need of a resurrection this morning. Jesus opens the scriptures and he teaches and he offers a fresh start. Maybe you're standing at the doorway trying to decide if you're ready to invite Jesus to come in. He will come and he will stay when he's invited. Maybe you're sitting at the table and you need to give up the position of the host in your life. And if you do, Jesus will provide the finest meal you've ever had. And maybe you've seen clearly who Jesus is, but that's where your faith journey has stopped. So there's no better day than today than to get up from the table, to take the next step in your faith and go and tell the others that he is risen indeed. You see, the disciples that day, because of everything that happened, because of the broken bread, the body of Christ broken in front of them, because the blood was shed, they saw Jesus. Have you seen him? On this Easter Sunday morning, beautiful Sunday morning, have you seen the risen Lord? So however you approach the Lord's table this morning, one thing is the same for all of us. Jesus allowed his body to be broken and his blood to be shed. And the glory of our faith is that the tomb was, is, and always will be forevermore in eternity empty. Because he is not there. So however you come to the table this morning, allow the experience and the presence of Christ to touch your heart and to help you leave transformed. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.